Hi, Pat. Thanks for waiting patiently like the other folks are, too.
Hi there. So I have a question that's similar to the last fellow you were talking to. You answered a couple of them actually there for me. I talked to you last week and we got cut off. We were right in the middle of discussing Natokinase.
Oh, yes, I recall.
Yeah, and you were talking about the dosage, and I didn't get any of that. It sounded kind of complex. So, and the reason I'm interested in that is because I had a stent installed in May in my right artery, and they put me on Plavix for about a year, they said, and then they suggested a baby aspirin to keep the blood thin. Well, I don't want to take the baby aspirin. I'm looking for something natural, and looks like fish oil.
Big deal, yes, like fish oil.
Yeah. So the fish oil that I have is 2,400 milligrams of, it's got EPA, DHA, and DPA. DPA, EPA, those three things in it. Is that the right mixture? And altogether, they add up to 2,400 milligrams.
Yes, ma'am. However, some very clever researchers found that the DHA is keeping the platelets from sticking together for women, but not for men. And the EPA is keeping the platelets from sticking together for men, but not for women. And it's not really technically feasible to separate the two, but they are sold with a higher fraction of one than the other. You'll find more E than D or more D than E. So you want to get one of the ones that's more D than E, because that way you'll have a little less swallowing to do, not a great deal. And what many people find is, in order to keep their platelets adequately slippery, and I was explaining to the fellow who called us from Maryland, I think, there are two ways of getting that adequate slipperiness tested. One is the platelet aggregometer they have at the University of Washington. I didn't know this guy was from Maryland when I explained that. And the other one is the thing that measures blood thickness or viscosity that's done right at Meridian Valley Lab, which is located right upstairs from Tahoma Clinic. So what we have people do, basically, is take their gender-specific higher fraction, for you, the higher DHA fish oil, and now we either have you measure your platelet slipperiness or your blood viscosity and see if that is enough, too much, or too little. It is possible to take too much, but it's awful difficult, ma'am. You'd have to go to at least 2 to 3 tablespoons a day, and I do mean tablespoons. And a tablespoon, oh my goodness, a tablespoon contains, depending on the size of the capsules that you got there, it contains between 9 and 15 of those capsules, ma'am. And it usually takes it. Yeah, so which is why people usually stick to the fish oil in tablespoons, because usually at least one tablespoon is needed, sometimes a little bit more, but it's at least one. And they got all these flavored fish oils for all our grandkids.
Right.
They got, yeah, all that, so you don't have to worry about bad taste anymore.
So is the Carlson's, does that have the right amount of all of these ingredients?
Again, you just look at the label, and they'll tell you how much E and how much D.
Okay.
And you want to shoot for the one that has the higher fraction of E, because that way you don't have to take so much, you see, to get the job done.
Okay. So the one I have, the E, you're talking about EPA, is that what?
EPA, that's right.
Yeah. EPA has 60 milligrams.
Doesn't sound like much.
No, that's DPA, I'm sorry. The EPA has 200 and 80
okay.
milligrams. That's a good one?
Well, that's a good one, but remember, we usually need this stuff in tablespoon quantities, ma'am, so you're going to have to gulp down a lot of those capsules, which is fine if that's what you'd like to do, but make sure you're working with the doc who can help you to measure your blood viscosity, which just means how slippery it is, or measure the actual platelets. There's those two different ways of measuring, and make sure you get that measured to make sure that you're taking what's right for you.
Okay. Is that a blood test?
They're both blood tests, ma'am.
Okay. So, and I am a patient at the clinic, so my doctor there could just order that for me. I know she's ordered the viscosity test
yes.
for me in the lab, so I'm going to go in and do that. But
that's the one.
What's the other one called?
It's called platelet aggregation, which just means sticking together, you know, aggregate.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And do you do one before the other?
No, you just do one or the other. They will give you the same information.
Oh, okay, good. Also, what's just the basic potassium amount you should take and to subsidize your diet? I have 99 milligrams. Is that?
Yeah, that's max allowed by the FDA, and the ones that are on prescription, and they get to patent them because they put other stuff in there, such as artificial ingredients. The ones that are on prescription are 1,000 milligrams, ma'am. No kidding. And people take one of those a day. So you got a lot of room between 99 and 1,000. I'd pick about halfway.
Well, here's the deal. I'm doing that keto diet, and it causes you to urinate a lot and get rid of all the fluids. And I think I've got a potassium issue because all of the issues I'm having seem to point to that. So
Well, you can't hurt yourself. You can't hurt yourself even with that 1,000-milligram cap on prescription.
Okay.
So why don't you escalate your 99s, which is the biggest you can get, according to FDA. Fortunately, they're not expensive.
And increase it to what, 1,000?
No, I'd take it up to 500 or 600 to start with and then pause and see where you think you're at.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.